I spoke to Principal Amy Immendorfer before they had heard they placed in the finals. So could you describe to me a bit about this championship and who's in it?
Well, basically, we received an email from the company, Imagine Learning, that is based out of Provo, Utah. They sent us an email 2 weeks ago saying that we were one of the runners-up in this Imagine Learning Literacy Bowl. We didn't really know a whole lot about it, so we kind of investigated a little bit more and saw that it was basically something they do with all their schools across the country, just to kind of give them a little incentive to continue working hard on their reading lessons and stuff like that. And so then we got another email that said we made it to the second round and that we were in the top 10 schools across the country. And they have it divided between an Eastern Division and a Western Division. So we are one of the 5 schools in the Eastern Division. So we're going up against a school in Delaware, Tennessee, Florida, North Carolina, and then, of course, us.
Your students are currently participating in what? Is it like an online game sort of thing? How does it take?
What it is, Imagine Learning is a supplement to our reading series, and we give assessments 3 times a year, at the beginning, middle, and end of the school year. And basically what it is it gives the teachers data of how the students are doing on specific reading skills that are geared to those grade levels, and students are assigned lessons to help better those skills. Well, every time a student logs in and is doing lessons, that tracks that data for Imagine Learning. And so that is what we are in the competition for, is by having these active students participate in their online lessons for reading.
So how did this come about? Was this something that the school has just now started taking place or taking part in for this year?
Well, we just recently started this program as a school district this school year. So this is our first year of being involved in Imagine Learning. But the company has done this program ever since they've been around. So they gear it at this time of the year, you know, and kind of play off the Super Bowl thing and just give students something like that to kind of a little competition to work on within the districts in the classrooms.
Is there a prize at the end of this, or are the students aiming towards something, the goal of this?
Well, I don't know what the prize is from Imagine Learning. I know that they will probably have some of their executives come to us and have a big assembly. I have personally kind of sweetened the pot with my teachers and let them earn a sweatpants day if they get all their minutes in for their students. And then I told the students that I would have a big surprise for them, which I haven't come up with yet, if they win.
So I'm guessing that this round, since it is the final round, is it going to be more challenging? Is it going to take on different skills of that sort?
No, that's the thing, is it's basically totally geared towards the student. The student is just totally working on the skills that they need to better themselves in reading. It's all based on minutes and how many minutes our students get on this program.